Hello, it is January 17th, 2024, and today we have the Five of Cups reversed. A lot of readers don't like to read reversed cards. The cards are read either upright or reversed, and sometimes even sideways. There is a lot to read even in the way they fall to the table or pop out of the deck during a shuffle. We call them jumpers. When a reader avoids reading cards in the reverse, it immediately tells me they're sugarcoating the reading, that is, telling the person maybe what they want to hear. There is some validity in this approach. The power of suggestion is very strong and can plant a seed of fear or doubt in someone's mind, which can, of course, create negativity. Imagine the worst, and you can bet it'll happen. That is, if it's a desirable card in the reverse. Having said that, there are no good or bad cards in the tarot. But darker or less desirable cards in the reverse is like a dark cloud lifting, an energy block being removed. I don't often see this card of grief and remorse in the reverse, so I'm happy to have the sad Five of Cups in the reverse today. Five is an unstable and uneven number. It's not a six, not a four. It may be said that humans are rather unstable creatures. The Five of Cups in the upright shows a human, head hanging in sorrow, fixated on a trio of golden goblets that have spilled their blood-red contents out into the sand, wasted. This card is tagged crying over spilled milk. A blue river flows in the background. Time moves on, and life goes on. We see a bridge over the river, symbolizing crossing over, and a large structure in the background, on the other side of the river, that looks abandoned, possibly a family home. Our mourner wears a long black cloak, and were our sad human to lift his hanging head and simply turn away from the empty vessels at the left of the card, which is the past, he would see that just behind him, in the right corner of the card, future, are two gleaming, fresh, beautiful gold cups. In the reverse, our mourner's bowed head now faces right, and two fresh cups are waiting to be filled. The suit of cups in the tarot corresponds with the suit of hearts in a standard poker deck, and hearts, of course, are organs. That's our human heart. The contents of the three spilled cups are gone forever. There is a future, and there is new love, and we're no longer crying over spilled milk.